Today on Real Radio.
Mom, Dad, you need to hear this about your teenager. It is normal for them to think that someone of the opposite sex is attractive. Just like you did. It's normal. God put that in them. It's how it's managed.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues his series called Why Should I? A collection of biblical lessons that takes a look at what the Bible has to say about the lifestyle choices for the believer. Now, one very important lifestyle choice is coming up with a spouse that is a true believer. And Pastor Jack shares from God's Word as well as his pastoral experience with some valuable insight into this extremely important matter. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now in a lesson that addresses the question, why should I find a Christian mate?
God knows this and He's wired you that way. Not only a real relationship in that what we need, the truth of the matter is that when we talk about having a Christian relationship, immediately, and it's already been in your head since I started, the Bible warns us, do not be unequally yoked. That is, a non-believer and a believer are not to get married. But yet I hear people say, he's cute and he's not a Christian, but I won't let it go very far. You have no control. He might be the nicest, sweetest guy in the world and be an antichrist in attitude. But you know what? If you let that relationship go, he's so cute. Yeah, but he's a little Satanist. Look at him. He doesn't want anything to do with your God. He thinks the Bible is crazy. And what you have not yet thought of, girl, is that if that relationship advances, there'll come a day that if you get married, apparently there'll be no problem on the surface on the outset. But what happens when you have children? You're going to say, look, let's take Junior to his first church service. And, you know, husband Bob is going to say, why should we? What? I haven't even gone yet. No, the guys stay home together. You can go to church, Mom. And you say, that would never happen. We hear about it all the time in this church. Happens all the time. It started out so cute and so fluffy and all this kind of stuff, but look what it's turned into. A home divided like this on a spiritual issue. Salvation. And someone who's not saved. Someone who loves God and someone who doesn't care about God. Well, listen, not only a real relationship, that's what you need to have in life. Don't take your cue from the world. There's nothing real about what the world offers you. Because the world says things like this. A real relationship is a youthfulness. You know how the world is scrambling for youthfulness? Now look, we should all look our best. Remember what J. Vernon McGee said? Have you ever heard that on his radio program? He goes, we should always look our best. And women, I have no problem with them putting on makeup, he said. He said, if the barn needs painting, paint it. I didn't say that. He said it. That's J. Vernon McGee, Through the Bible Radio, Pasadena, California. Well, we should look our best, you know. We should try to look our best as long as we can. But listen, the world says, you know what, you got to keep your youthfulness. Let me admit for some of the women in here, because again, we hear it all the time in counseling. Women are petrified of growing older. Because they're afraid that someday their relatively normal, stable, faithful husband will come home and cash her in for a new version. A new revision. It happens all the time. When someone gets their eyes off of God, then anything's possible. And I'm sure it rends the heart of God. Youthfulness. If your heart, if your mate, if your spouse is not anchored in the ways of God and the will of God, Satan will come along and dangle someone who's more youthful. Another thing, the world will say, you know what? It's money. It's just money. You know what? Yeah, money can't buy happiness, but it sure helps, the world says. And you look for a guy and you look for a girl that's got money. That's what the modern gospel today is in life. Youthfulness, money, looks. Get the looks And again, we're to look good. We're to look good for our spouse, or look good for our date, or look good for our fiance. That's fine and that's wonderful. But there's an extreme to that, where it's based upon that. Well, he's not a very nice guy. He doesn't know the Lord, but he's sure a good-looking guy. You know what? Some of you older people could stand up and say, let me tell you something about good-looking guys or good-looking girls. It only lasts so long. And you know what? What you think you're in love with is not love at all, because it's so superficial. When you find out what they're made of, that's where real love is decided upon. And he or she may be an absolute bomb, or what's the word these days? Anybody help me out? Is it bomb still? It's been a bomb. Okay. A real babe, what? Tight. Tight. Oh, he or she may be real tight. Well, you know what? The thing is, that only lasts for a while. Because then you get to know Mr. Tight. And you know what? You don't want to be around him. He can look, you know, so much like this supermodel or whatever the criteria is. And as soon as he opens his mouth with his attitude, it's absolutely terrible. And yet in a very superficial world, somebody will say, hey, that's okay. As long as she's a good looker, man, that's all right. That's all counts to me. You know what? That's not important. And be careful. Another thing that we notice is that regarding a relationship that you need, and I sound so much like a dad. You should be so glad that you're not my kid, huh? Another thing is, regarding you and him or him and whoever it is that you guys have a unified vision about relationship. A unified vision about relationship. You say, well, how can that be established? Again, I'm talking in the context of a Christian. A Christian. That means God has possession of their hearts. They're not perfect. They'll make mistakes. But you know what? They answer to God and they know it. And they've got this unified vision about relationship. Like this. Somebody might say, well, this is my view of a great relationship. And you hear that person talking, you think, what planet are they on? But see, to Christians, they've got a unified vision on what that means. This is what God has said about relationship. Okay, is everybody ready? Listen, young lady, you're going to want to write this one down. What is that unified vision regarding relationship? The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5 and many other scriptures, Colossians chapter 2 and 3, that it will be hallmarked by servanthood. Girl, write that down. He will serve you. Now, wait a minute. I thought the Bible says that the guy's the head of the house. It does. That's exactly what it says. When we do a wedding here, or when a wedding's done anywhere, isn't it kind of fun? Watch, she's back in hiding, right? He comes out with me. I come up to the altar, and he's standing here. And the rest of the guys, they're off to the side. You want to know why? Hey, I'm just the witness, and I'll make it legal, and I'll introduce the marriage to God. All right? But he's on the altar. What does she see? The door opens up. The first thing she sees is an aisle, which leads to an altar. Who's on it? He is. That's the meaning of the word head of the house. He's on the altar. His head goes off first. He's the first sacrifice. To be head of the house. I'm the head of the house. You better read it carefully. It means you're the first one to the sacrifice. And all the ladies said, yeah. It means that he's the defender. He's the provider. He's the one to protect and to watch over the home. It's none of this, woman, submit. First of all, give her something to submit to. You are the head. If you're going to invoke Bible, invoke it all the way. And the Bible says that we're to be like Christ. What did Jesus do? Did he ever say, church, submit? Come on now. No, he went to the cross. He took himself to the cross, and he purchased out of the world the church, says the Bible. Paul the Apostle says, this is a great mystery that I speak about marriage, for it is a illustration or type of Christ and the church, Paul says. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21, that both of us are to be submitting unto the Lord. Long before you hear anything about him or her submitting, It's both of them together. A unified vision. This is what marriage looks like. Well, you say, well, Pastor, I'm only 22 years old, and I'm just kind of dating people, and I'm not even interested in this message right now. You will be. You'll get the tape. There'll come a time when you say, now, when was that? I better get the tape. You want to know how I know that? Because someday you're going to meet somebody. And that's important. You're going to want to know. Unified vision. Someone told me something so precious last service, because why he told me this is what I had said previously in the message. And that is, guys, let me give you a tip. It's free. Even in today's culture, where girls will say, well, so much has changed. Nobody, everything's Dutch, you know. I pay, he pays. And nobody does that anymore. Really. Hey, guys, you know what girls, when they get together, you know what they rent at the Blockbuster video store? 1930 and 1940 Jimmy Stewart movies, romantic comedies. They love it. They giggle. They look at it. Look at, oh, Cary Grant, he's so cute. Look how nice he is. I hear young girls talking about this. They're so nice. Look at him. He opens the door for her. And they get all, you can see they're like, that's never changed. It's never going to change. The culture has made everything rough and gruff. You know what? Girls love to have the door open for them. I opened the door for somebody going to the store. I couldn't believe it. I opened the door and this lady goes, I can open the door by myself. I couldn't believe it. And I said, ma'am, my father beat this into me. That's what I told her. My father beat this into me. And she gave me this nasty look and walked through, and I thought, you know what? I didn't do that. I felt like that. But nice, courteous, gentle to somebody. Listen, that's not dead. That's not gone. It's just very few people practice it. Open the door. You know, listen, young man, you may open the door for that girl on that day because your dad or grandpa told you to, and she may go, what are you doing? I'm opening the door for you. Just stay with it, guy. Shut the door, go around, and don't go, oh, why'd I do that? Why'd I do that? No, stay with it. Keep doing it. You want to know why? The first thing she'll do when she gets home is, Mom, you open the door for me. She'll call her friend on Saturday morning. The guy opened the door for me. He what? Just like we saw in the movie. That sends a huge message. Listen, our culture, our society is ripping this out of our relationships and out of our lives. Listen, a good-looking guy or gal's a dime a dozen. Find someone who's kind, loving, and gentle, and listen, pray for them. Lord, is this the one? God, show me more. God, have me understand this more fully. The fruit of the Spirit, things in their life like that. Unified vision about marriage. The Bible says in Romans 15, verse 5, now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another. That's a great word. Philippians 2, verse 2 says, grant me this, Paul said, by loving each other and agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, working together with one heart and one mind and one purpose, having a unified vision. Thirdly, under this point, this is what you need in a relationship, is this stability. God wants you to experience stability. People, listen, God wants you in a relationship to have stability. In other words, where there's stability, there's no room for game playing. That's of the world. I'm talking to two Christians. Commit your relationship to God and be yourself in the Lord. Did you hear me, anybody? Be yourself in the Lord. What I mean by that is Jesus Christ died for your sins, not your personality. Don't try to be someone else. It won't work. Well, yeah, but you know what, Pastor? I mean, he really likes the person I'm being when we go out like that, you know? Well, what's he going to like when he gets to know you? Don't do that to yourself or to him. Yeah, well, she thinks I make this much a year. The relationship's fractured from the word go. The trust factor, which was assumed, was already violated before you started. Tell her you make $6.75 an hour and say, pray for me, I'd like to make, I'm worthy of more money per hour, I'll tell you that, girl. Pray that God gives me a better job. I'm going to be looking for a better job tomorrow, whatever it might be. Be honest. If you've got to work in a carnal sense to establish a relationship, you'll never keep it. Be yourself in the Lord. That's very important. Stability. It begins with trust. Stability. It's what every real relationship must have. Now, listen. Hang on to your seats. Ushers, lock the doors. Because this is where it hurts. Families are disintegrating now in the, quote, church equal to that of the world. Divorce rate I'm talking about. And it's pathetic. Because you know what? We've got a culture now of children who are saying, well, mom and dad were Christians. Marriage didn't work. So I'm just going to go grab all that I can, and I'm going to avoid myself that wicked, horrible pain that they went through, and I'm just not going to get married. Sounds good on the surface to raw emotion. What they're not considering is the fact that God still made Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve were not complete without one another. See, don't think, listen everyone, wake up. Don't think that God made a mistake by creating male, female, Adam and Eve, the marital institution. It's messed up because people will not obey God. When a home is fractured, for any reason, it's because God is not being obeyed. And you know who we are creating when we don't obey God? Our little children to follow in our footsteps, that when it gets tough in the marriage, they will bail. Because we taught them that way. There are situations, and I need to just say it because I'll get tons of letters. Pastor, do you expect me to stay under our roof when he beats me and he beats our children? No. Get out of there, find a safe place. Like Abigail and Nabal, ask God to deal with them. And don't be surprised if he comes to know the Lord or God removes him from the planet, but let God do it. Read 1 Samuel 25 and look at the witness of Abigail. She was married to an idiot. His name, Nabal, means chief of fools. Now watch. I'm going somewhere with this. What did he look like? We don't know, but we know she was extremely beautiful, the Bible says. The Bible says she was pleasant to look upon. And she was smart. And she was spiritual. King David, when he came into contact with Abigail, he said, you know what? You are more spiritual than I am. Even his employees said he was an absolute jerk. She didn't divorce him. She didn't shoot him. God dealt with him. The Bible says, Peter tells us, ladies, if you're in a situation where there's a non-believer, and by the way, it goes both ways. Young man, if you're in a situation where your wife is not a Christian, you be a godly example and make them your mission field. You don't need to go around the world to some remote jungle in Africa to preach. Live it. Live it to him. Live it to her. That's what God called you to. You say, well, Pastor, wait a minute. The message is finding a Christian mate. I never had a Christian mate. Should I leave them? The Bible says, wherewith, in whatever condition you find yourself in, therewith stay or be content. Stay at it. God's got a plan. Those of you who are married to non-believers, God is using your life for that non-believer's eternal destiny. It's all handled, really, if you believe that. Stability. An all-terrain, all-weather relationship is how I would define stability. Meaning this, in the greatest Christian marriage, you still need an all-terrain, all-weather relationship. Because, watch, we're not in heaven yet. Oh, but Pastor, you should see how beautiful she is. I say we're not in heaven yet. Oh, but he's so handsome. It has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. Life has its bumps and God sees to it. It's how you handle them. And if you and I do not follow Jesus Christ and the Word of God and conduct our lives accordingly, we will handle them by what psychologists call learned response behavior. This is what I do because this is what I saw my mom do. This is what I do because this is what I saw my father do. So this is what I do. The only thing that breaks that chain is Jesus Christ in our lives. It's awesome. He breaks it. I'm telling you, he breaks it. He's so very good, and he's so committed to relationship. So God wants you to have a mate, but God wants you to have a mate his way. See, remember, I'm talking to the Christian. You're a Christian, he's your God, and he has a specific person designated for you in this life. And he's working on that. Let the timing be up to God. You follow the Lord. Number two in our study together, point number two is this. Why should we find a Christian mate? Well, because it's what works the best. It's what works the best. He's the creator of relationships. He knows what he's doing. I'm going to give you three things. Number one, God's best is service. I touched on it a moment again. What I mean by that is in a private sense. And that is, could it be, because listen, just even if you disagree, just listen to me right now. God created marriage, he created us, and he wrote a book on it, the Bible. He even uses marriage as a type describing the church in Christ. Given that, could it be that God knew what he was talking about when the Holy Spirit spoke through Paul to Timothy and said, write this down. The pastor of a church, let him have a wife and kids and rule his house well, or else how will he be able to take care of the affairs of the church and of spiritual issues? That's what God says. Could it be then that if that's true and the Bible says that husbands love your wives, why does it say that in the Bible? Isn't that funny? Wouldn't you think it just come natural? It says husbands love your wives. Wife, plural, not plural, singular. Husbands love your wives. And then it says wives respect your husbands. Men do not naturally love their wives, just like women do not naturally respect their husbands in this normal, bizarre, oxymoronic world that you and I live in. We think love just comes naturally. Infatuation comes naturally. The shiver up the goosebump spine, whoa, when he walks by, oh, when she look when she looks at me, whoa. You know how long that lasts? Until you have your first argument, or I thought you licked this. I thought you mailed the bill, and I thought you licked the stamp. How come you put it in the mailbox with no stamp on it? Who does that? This is where you find out about, you know, am I infatuated with him or do I love him? If you're infatuated with him, you're thinking, yeah, I'm out of here.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs here on Real Radio in a lesson called Why Should I Find a Christian Mate? It's a look at what Scripture has to say about being yoked, if you will, with a true believer. Why should I find a Christian mate? Part of Pastor Jack's series of lessons simply called Why Should I? Which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, this collection of topical lessons by Pastor Jack called the Why Should I series is now available on MP3 CD. And our offer, for your gift of any amount to the ongoing broadcast outreach of Real Radio, we'll send you the entire series on an MP3 CD. It's very convenient. That's Pastor Jack's entire series you've been hearing here on Real Radio. The Why Should I series on MP3 CD for your gift of any amount to this broadcast outreach known as Real Radio. Now you can call, you can click or write if you'd like. Visit us at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org, and the rest is easy. realradioactive.org. Our telephone number is 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Or if you'd like, write to us and send your gift to Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Ask for it by name, the Why Should I series on MP3 CD. And of course, all of our contact info can be found at realradioactive.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.